to the doctors, the nurses. Doctors, nurses, men and women in the Lovejoy Surgery Center. The Word of God, Proverbs 24, 11 and 12, says, deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not He, God, who weighs the hearts, consider it? He who keeps your soul, does He not know it? And will He not render to each man according to his deeds? Deliver those who are drawn toward death. We're here today because we love each doctor, each nurse, each mother, each father, and certainly each unborn child in this building. We're here today that you might be delivered. You who are drawn toward death. You who have sadly decided that your child is inconvenient. That your child is a burden. That your precious little baby boy or girl should be put to death. We would have your child spared. And we would have you spared, that you would not become the mother or father of a murdered child, that you would not continue to be doctors and nurses who murder children. Deliver those who are drawn toward death and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter. Women come into this building in a desperate situation, often without the support of the father of the child, and sometimes sadly with it. They come stumbling to the slaughter. Some of the neighbors around this wretched building would claim, surely we did not know this. We don't know what's going on there. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to be faced with it. If your neighbors saw the pictures of the children after you do your horrible deed, if the neighbors of this surgery center, this wrongly named Lovejoy Surgery Center, this abortion mill, this murder mill, if your neighbors around you could see the pictures of your bloody hands, if they could see the pictures of dismembered children, the ones that your hands are dismembering, they would feel differently about what you're doing here. They would see it and hate it for what it is. They would hate it because it is evil. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not He who weighs the hearts consider it? Does not God who weighs your hearts consider it? You know, you doctors, you nurses, you mothers and fathers, you know that the fetus is a child. You know that the tissue is human tissue, the tissue of a little baby boy or girl. You know that the pregnancy you're terminating as a child you're terminating is a child's life you're taking. You know that you're denying a human being the certain unalienable right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you're justifying it based upon the chance that the child might be abused or neglected. You justify murdering a child, ripping off his or her arms and head, based upon the justification that they may perhaps be neglected. That is a terrible lie.
I got a question.
It is an abortion clinic, yes.
What if a girl was raped or something, you know what I mean?
If she's raped, that's a horrible thing, sir.
I know,
but it's not the...
Getting pregnant.
I know, it's terrible, but it's not the baby's fault, you see what I mean? Yeah. And so, to give birth to the baby, to give the baby up for adoption? I'm Chuck, Ben. Good to meet you. And that's a great question.
You know, I always wondered that.
Yeah. We had a lady actually pull up right here.
Please, you don't have to videotape me. I'm just asking a question.
We had a lady pull up right here and asked, or actually she said, what about in cases of rape? And she said that she was raped. And again, that's horrible. That's horrific. And yet, to take the life of the child because an evil man did an evil thing is not justified. The child is a blessing that came out of a horrific thing. A life, a human life, is always a blessing, always to be treasured, always to be loved. And so if she can't bear raising the child, certainly that's understandable, she could give up little boy or girl for adoption. Right, taking the child's life.
I think about it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I honestly, until you just said that, I thought it was, you know, I mean, I'm not down with abortion, but
right.
I'm not pro against it if that would have happened to a woman. But
sure.
What you just said just changed my mind.
Well, and...
You know, and it's rational. It's not crazy.
It's not.
You know, it is a, I hate to say it, but it is a blessing at the same time.
The child's life is a blessing out of a horrible circumstance.
Yes, yes.
It is. Certainly wouldn't wish.
Like me, I was an accident.
Right.
So my dad.
Many are.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so thank God.
Many are. And an accident maybe in our mind, not in the mind of God.
Right.
But not a choice. You were never a choice. As soon as you were conceived, you were a child.
Like my brother, he was planned.
Oh, exactly. And he was never a choice. Planned or not, unplanned, planned.
But I'm here.
A child is never a choice. Yes.
Mohawk.
A precious life.
I just did that.
That's great.
What's your name again?
Chuck.
Chuck. Ben.
Ben, good to meet you.
Hey, little man. Josh. Nice to meet you, Josh. Hey, I'm pro this, man. I'm from Louisiana. Saints, man.
There you go.
And we don't really have this.
Yeah.
In there, honestly, you know, you got to go to another state.
This is the number one abortion provider in all of Portland, right here. Yeah, this unassuming little building.
And you know, I don't agree with. I'm not saying the drug scene, but the girls that go out there and just do whatever they want.
Right.
And then, oh, I'm pregnant. I'm gonna come here.
Well, and you're right. There's a connection. There's a connection. The sexual revolution. You know, free sex. Anything goes. No one gets hurt. Well, that's a lie. 55 million children have been aborted. Exactly. Sex is not free. There's always consequences. Relationally, emotionally, physically, STDs. Yes, children that are unplanned, but their children were unplanned. They're not choices. And so, again, it's a wrong, sexual immorality, ultimately, in the eyes of God. And yet the child is not wrong. You don't murder the child because the child is unplanned. Right. Yeah. You too.
You know, I hope you all get positive support, not negative.
Well, there's lots of positive. There's some negative stuff, but there's lots of positive. But thank you. Appreciate you stopping. You take care. And so the question there, folks, the question was, what about when a lady is raped, which is a terrible circumstance, horrible crime. And yet the answer is the same, that a child is a blessing. And to take the life of a child based upon the crime of an evil man is not justified. By all means, a woman has the right, a mother has the right to give up a child for adoption. But we never have the right to choose murder because of a terrible circumstance, a criminal circumstance even. There is not a right to choose murder because of potential neglect. There is not a right to choose murder because of potential abuse. And there's not a right to choose murder because of rape. It is a child's life, and the child has a certain unalienable right to life, to liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thou shalt not murder. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? Dear friends, you know what I'm saying is true. That you're violating the law of God and the laws of men. You're taking away from the child the right to life and liberty and pursuit of happiness. Dear ladies, don't go here. This is a terrible institution. They murder children here every day. At 21 days, if you're pregnant, young lady, at 21 days, your baby has a heartbeat. Please choose life. Spare the life of your precious little baby boy or girl. Your little blue-eyed, green-eyed, or brown-eyed boy or girl. Choose life today. Do not take the life of your child. If you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? Galatians 6:7 adds here to Proverbs 24:11. Galatians 6:7 adds this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. You here are sowing death and destruction. You will reap it. You will reap the judgment of God in your heart, in your psyche, in your conscience. You'll reap the judgment of God one day when you stand before Him. As Hebrews 9:27 says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. We all have an appointment. We're all going to keep it. One day you will stand before God and be judged for these sins. I exhort you, I plead with you, look unto Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Repent of the serial murder taking place in this building every day. And look unto Jesus in faith. Confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and your God, like doubting Thomas did. And you shall be saved. Romans 10:9 says, If any man confess Jesus Christ as Lord and believe in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he shall be saved. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world, a world full of sinners like you and I. I'm no better than you inside that building. I'm no better. I'm not here to judge you. But God will judge us all as sinners. And John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, a world full of sinners like you and I, that He gave His only begotten Son. He gave Him on the cross. He sent Him to the cross to be pierced for our iniquities, to bear the penalty that our sins deserve. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him, whosoever, that includes you, and me, sinners, that whosoever believes in Him, believes in Jesus, shall not perish, meaning go to hell, but have everlasting life. Dear friends, doctors, nurses, mothers, fathers, you don't have to perish. You don't have to go to hell. Repent. Look unto Jesus Christ as Lord. And you'll have everlasting life. Forgiveness of sins. Your sins will be washed away. Removed from you. As far as the east from the west. A clean slate before God and man. A new creation, the Lord Jesus called it. Born again, the Lord Jesus called it. Turn from this sin. Turn from this evil and look unto Jesus Christ in faith and be saved.
What you're talking about. You're brainwashed. How old are you?
Actually, he does know what he's talking about.
Look at him hiding.
No, there's pictures right here, what we're talking about. You want to see a picture of what's going on in here? No, that's foolishness, ma'am. That's foolishness. So we're going to murder people?
Hey, can you just keep it down?
Well,
it's loud.
I know what you're saying.
My apartment's right there.
I understand. We try to wait till after 8, but they murder children here every day. It's vile. This is the number one abortion provider in all of Portland.
I know that.
Okay. I understand.